If you know another language, like Ruby, you'll be fine. Binary search. Suppose you're searching for a person in the phone book. What an old-fashioned sentence. Their name starts with K. You could start at the beginning and keep flipping pages until you get to the K's, but you're more likely to start at a page in the middle because you know the K's are going to be near the middle of the phone book. Or suppose you're searching for a word in a dictionary and it starts with O. Again, you'll start near the middle. Now suppose you log on to Facebook. When you do, Facebook has to verify that you have an account on the site. So it needs to search for your username in its database. Suppose your username is Carl Mageddon. Facebook could start from the A's and search for your name, but it makes more sense for it to begin somewhere in the middle. This is a search problem, and all these cases use the same algorithm to solve the problem, binary search. Binary search is an algorithm. Its input is a sorted list of elements. I'll explain later why it needs to be sorted. If an element you're looking for is in that list, binary search returns the position where it's located. Otherwise, binary search returns null. For example, here's an example of how binary search works. I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 100. You have to try to guess my numbers in the fewest tries possible. With every guess, I'll tell you if your guess is too low, too high, or correct. Suppose you start guessing like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. Here's how it would go. This is simple search. Maybe stupid search would be a better term. With each guess, you're eliminating only one number. If my number was 99, it could take you 99 guesses to get there. A better way to search. Here's a better technique. Start with 50. Too low, but you just eliminated half the numbers. Now you know that 1 to 50 are all too low. Next guess, 75. Too high, but again you cut down half the remaining numbers. With binary search, you guess the middle number and eliminate half the remaining numbers every time. Next is 63, halfway between 50 and 75. This is binary search. You just learned your first algorithm. Here's how many numbers you can eliminate every time. Whatever number I'm thinking of, you can guess in a maximum of 7 guesses, because you eliminate so many numbers with every guess. Suppose you're looking for a word in the dictionary. The dictionary has 240,000 words. In the worst case, how many steps do you think each search will take? Simple search could take 240,000 steps if the word you're looking for is the very last one in the book. With each step of binary search, you cut the number of words in half until you're left with only one word. So binary search will take 18 steps, a big difference. In general, for any list of n, binary search will take log base 2 of n steps to run in the worst case, whereas simple search will take n steps. Logarithms. You may not remember what logarithms are, but you probably know what exponentials are. Log base 10 of 100 is like asking, how many tens do we multiply together to get 100? The answer is 2, 10 times 10. So log base 10 of 100 equals 2. Logs are the flip of exponentials. In this book, when I talk about running time in big O notation, explained a little later, log always means log base 2. When you search for an element using simple search, in the worst case, you might have to look at every single element. So for a list of 8 numbers, you'd have to check 8 numbers at most. For binary search, you have to check log n elements in the worst case. For a list of 8 elements, log 8 equals 3, because 2 to the third equals 8. So for a list of 8 numbers, you would have to check 3 numbers at most. For a list of 1,024 elements, log of 1,024 equals 10, because 2 to the power of 10 equals 1,024.